watched as she and Ben approached, some looking at them, some looking up. They know it, she thought, breath catching in her throat. They know we're alone. You're not alone, Ben said. In the sandy indentation a dozen meters away, Plugeye rose. Others stood too, watchful of their leader. Unconsciously, Annalene slipped her right hand from the handlebar and felt for the blaster, holstered at her hip. Don't, Ben said. Bayark stared, dumbfounded. Surely the warrior's single remaining good eye was failing now. The humans, Hairy Face and the Airshaper, were walking steadily toward them. The Airshaper had no sirens here, no trickery. Did she have such power that she could walk brazenly into the Tuscan's midst? Even if she did, such presumption had to be punished. Even hunted, even terrified, the Tuscans would exact revenge.
Bayark, a warrior said. Look!
Bayark looked between the humans and recognized the limp form on the vehicle. A Dean. Annalene forgot Ben's warning when the one-eyed warrior snarled. She released the handlebar and drew her blaster. The Tuscan started toward them. Behind, more sand people rose from the depression. But before Annalene could shoot, Ben moved in front of the bike and into the line of fire. Only then did Annalene realize that Ben had the dead boy's weapon in his hands. Ben raised the Gaderfi, and then did something that astonished Annalene and the Tuscans both. He placed it on the ground, slowly, so the Tuscans could clearly see what he was doing. Plugeye, who had closed half the distance to them in the previous moments, stopped. Ben kept his eyes on the Tuscans as he released the weapon and backed up. I'm showing, he said just above a murmur, that I haven't taken a trophy. He took another step back and gave the hover bike a gentle shove with his hand. Annalene, startled, clutched in vain at the seat as it passed. The vehicle floated gingerly across the distance to the lead Tuscan, who grabbed it. In a hurried move, Plugeye yanked the body from the speeder bike and knelt over it, while the other warrior stood behind. Annalene watched as the hated marauder examined the body. Something was off. The crease of the cloth, the shape of the kneeling figure. But mostly, the way Plugeye touched the face of the dead youth. She's a female, Annalene whispered to Ben. She's his mother. Bayark looked up at the sound of the Airshaper's voice and howled. Who cares if the settler's here? Fury charged through Ayark's tired limbs. Many foolish warriors had died this day, but Adine had acted as a Tuscan. Ayark bellowed and lifted her son's Gaderfi. Behind her, the others raised their rifles. The Airshaper had caused this. Her existence had compelled Ayark to lead her people into this great massacre. Who cares if the Airshaper has a blaster or great powers? She will pay! Before Ayark could take another step, Hairy Face darted in front of the Airshaper, his brown robe parting as he moved. Metal flashed at the human's waist, catching the afternoon suns. A weapon, no matter, Ayark charged and stopped, looking again at the short metal rod hanging from a clip in the folds of the man's cloak. The Airshaper could not see it, but Ayark could. And Ayark remembered seeing such a thing before, years earlier. Shaddad, Ayark said, pointing at the man's half-hidden weapon. Shaddad Het. now it was Ben's turn to look stupefied. Annalene couldn't see what had made the Tuscan woman stop her advance, but whatever she had just said had apparently mystified Ben. Shaddad. Ben gently closed the folds of his cloak, suddenly seeming to understand. You knew Shaddad hit. Behind, a couple of the warriors started to move again. The war leader snarled at them. An argument ensued. Ben listened, keenly interested. Ayak, Ben finally said, daring to interrupt. That is your name. Ayak! Hearing her name in a settler's mouth made Ayak flinch. Names were precious things to Tuscans. The humans gave names to animals, so they would come when called. No settler had the right to call a Tuscan anywhere. Not if he wanted to live. And yet Hairy Face was something else. He carried the blade that made light, just like Sherrod Het. The wizardly warrior who came to live with their people so many years before, a being wielding the same magic power as Ayak had ascribed to the Airshaper. One of Ayak's younger companions started forward again. He had not known Sherrod, not understood the human's power. Before Ayak could say anything, Hairy Face raised his hand. You don't want to hurt us, he said, using the strange settler words. Ayak understood them, barely. She had learned the talk from her adopted sister Kishik and Het, whom her sister had married. The young warrior did not know the human words, and yet he said them now in the Tuscan tongue.
I don't want to hurt you.
There has been enough killing, Hairy Face said.
There has been enough killing, the warrior repeated.
Ayak gawked. Those were words no Tuscan had ever said in any language. There was no doubt. Ayak realized her mistake. The Airshaper hadn't saved herself from being crushed out in the desert that day. It had been Hairy Face with the power all along. Ayak recalled the settler building from earlier, and the bodies on the floor. The blows dealt her kin had not resembled blaster marks, and Sand People surely knew those.